Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone. Magnificent Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. Hope everyone had a fantabulous Memorial Day weekend. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Star Martin. Star, thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Walls, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live just somewhat more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, my goodness, celebrating 25 years, my Lord, of the hit single, finally, and she has gotten even more radiant, Lord help me, new hit single, simply entitled Hot, and that perfectly describes the captivating and very talented Miss CeCe Peniston. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure, no, my honor, to welcome back to the zone the incredible Miss CeCe Peniston, my queen. How have you been doing?
Hey, my love. Now, you know you just smelt me just talking like that. Makes me want to come over there and squeeze you talking to me with that voice like that.
Hey, don't
brother.
Talk to me. Don't tempt me.
Make them want to say, yeah, yeah. See, that's how you get out of trouble, lady Teddy Bear.
Yes,
so you
yes,
get in
Lord.
Trouble, like, oh, come on. See, I got to clean to get out of trouble. See, you got that
you know. You know what? Sometimes things are worth getting in trouble for. Yes, Lord. It's all
hey,
right. It's all
right. Hey.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right off the bat. It's very rare that I look at any kind of as far as television. I'm not a big television person, but when I received word that you were actually going to be on Wendy Williams, I said, you know what? I'm going to put my DVR to record because I want to be able to come home and I want to see. And I'm going to tell you something. Your voice, I've seen, I'm dating myself. We're both 21. So I've had an opportunity to see CeCe perform live years ago. We were both like 15, 16, let's say around that age. And your voice has gotten even better over the years. And that live performance of Wendy Williams was incredible. Can you tell me and tell
Thank
the listeners
you.
Out there, oh, it's my pleasure, my love. How do you feel knowing that you have had such a resurgence in today's music, especially being an independent artist where you see so many fans that have followed you over your career? Now you have a lot of new fans now that are just really digging what you're doing.
You know what? All I can say is just I am really blessed. You know, it has not been an easy road. There have been some ups. There have been some downs, some in between. But I feel like all those things have shaped me into being the person that I have become. And it's like, you know, kind of like when I look back on stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, that did happen. Or I did do that. Or I just, you know, I just feel like there's so many beautiful moments that I've had, you know, to share with the world and being able to be a gift for the world that I just can't thank God enough that I still love it and I still love to do it.
You know, it's incredible. I look back with a lot of fondness and to see how things have rapidly changed as far as how social media is incredible, because when you started your career, with there was no Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram. It was right on magazine, and anything that you wanted to find out, you had to do that. And it was more, to me, it was more personable. It was really more personable for an artist because they had an opportunity to go to different venues and meet with the many fans who supported them. And now we have social media. And I wanted to ask you, for you being an independent artist now in the day and age that we're in right now, how much has social media played an integral part as far as getting your music out there and also being able to do a lot of major tours outside the United States?
You know what? I think it gives it's changed in several different ways, good and bad. So, like, back in the day, I would say when you were doing social media, people didn't know who you were. It kept a certain mystique, and, you know, people were like, dang, I wonder who they are outside of, like, them being an artist. Like, what do they like to do? And, like, you know, what are their, you know, who are their friends? Who is their family? Like, where are they traveling right now? Like, with the social media right now, it gives people an opportunity to say, hey, I'm going live right now. I'm currently in, like, I was in London. Like, I'm currently in London at the club about to go on stage. It's like they get an eye view look into your life. It gives them a chance to feel like they know you. And it's like back in the day, you couldn't have that. It's like people felt like if they couldn't touch you, that gave it the mystery. And now it's like, hey, if I don't know you, then, hey, I don't know you. I'm not interested. They like knowing the good, bad, and the in-between. And, you know, it makes it fun for me because, you know, it's easy because it's like a publicist built in. Then people get to know you just as a person. And then it's like, you know, it keeps, like, flyers. It's free advertisement. Like, basically, if you use it to your advantage, it can really, like, it help you out.
Without question. I've told a lot of artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, independent artists, and I've said, you know what, there's nothing better in the world than having free content where you can have control over your career, your finances, and being able to control the narrative as far as what you choose to do with your music. The only thing that I'm disappointed in, young lady, is that you have been providing us with a slice of cheesecake here and there. It's like you've been tantalizing us with bits and pieces. And I'm saying, when are you going to give us some wasabi with the sushi, Cece Peniston? We're waiting on that, my love. When can we expect an EP or an album?
Well, I'm working on that. Well, I just put out my single, Hot.
Yes.
Actually getting ready to put out the remixes to Hot, and I have some summer records that I'm working on right now that are in mastering, working along with the pictures, mastering everything to put out like an EP by the summer.
Okay.
Definitely have songs. And so I just feel like, hey, let me do Hot. Let me get the remixes to Hot out that they'll love. So we have a couple of things that we're doing. And I have some some different projects that I've been working on in the studio. I'm going to Canada, getting ready to work there in Canada this upcoming week. Also just did a jazz project with somebody. I know that sounds funny to some people, but I used to listen to Billie Holiday a long time ago. So I have a Beatles jazz project that I'm working on that people haven't heard that I got a call for. And then I'm also getting ready to go in the studio with B. Slade. So I'm excited about that. So we're definitely working. Yes.
No. Okay. Because the last time I said, okay, Paris Tune, I said, you did a collaboration with Paris Tune and Mother's Fine. I said, man, I'm like, I'm really feeling this music, and I'm saying, okay. And I spoke to my program director. I said, Tammy, I said, Cece's out there doing her thing. I said, but man, I said, you know me. She said, yeah, I know, Teddy Bear. You want the entree? I said, yeah, I want an EP. I want an album. I said, she's out there doing these different collaborations and putting out this great music, and you got to strike while the fire is hot. I mean, the iron is really hot right now. And you know what? I want to give a lot of love to the LBG community because they are head over heels in love with your music. I mean, they are just, man, it is incredible. I mean, how does it make you feel as an artist to know that you have so much love from so many people around the world that are just really getting into your music and they're just clamoring for your live performance and also some new music?
Man, I'm just, I get excited all the time. It's so funny because people always come and tell me, like, man, I met my girl when I was, you know, when finally came out, or I came out, like, the LGBT, I came out to my mom or my family and let them know, you know, what I was going through and that I was gay, and I had the best occasion. I had a child. We played your song at our wedding. And it's like just to know that I have the love of people after 21 years, because I was a little girl at the time. You know, I had this dream, and I wrote this poem, And to now know that that poem, 27 years later, became a song that people know all around the world, I'm just like, sometimes I'll be somewhere and I'm like, and I'll be in the car. I was in London, and I heard it, and I was like, finally, I was like, hey, up in London, and I just started smiling, because I was like, I got a little angel today to let me know, hey, you know, here's some love in the air for you. So,
oh my goodness,
I'm always excited about it.
You know, I got worried for a while because I know when the music stores started closing down, from Warehouse to Tower to Musicland to Sam Gooding, I said, wow. I said, okay, you got a lot of great artists out there. What are they going to do now? And never in my wildest dreams that the internet would come around and have such a direct impact on sales and giving independent artists a platform where, you know what, all I need is a distribution deal. And I can distribute my own music and I can promote my own music. Being a self-contained artist, you've always been a businesswoman. How important is it to you at this particular point in your career to be able to control every aspect of your career?
You know what? I love having that control, but with that control is, hey, you're the money person too, and you're taking care of everything, and it's a lot of work. It's a grind every single day. It's hard because you're going from being not only just, you can't just be the artist. Okay, let me get you. That part has to be in there now to make sure you have your styling right, make sure your hair is on fleek, your eyelashes look good, all that stuff. But besides that, like, you have to make sure, like, your show is right. You got your dancers. You got your, you know, you got not only, you know, that part, you got your financial stuff right, making sure that all your streaming is put in correctly. Like, people don't know this, is that a lot of people in the music business, but, shoot, streaming is going up 44%. And if you don't have your codes put in correctly, the Nielsen, the BDS, the everything, and you're not doing the proper marketing, it's just a lot of little details that I found out the hard way. Trust and believe, I had a couple of days like, why? I was like, damn it. I was like, man, I thought I had this part done. But like, you know, I'm serious, Teddy Bear. I was getting so heated because I'm like, okay, we got the photo shoot done. They're like, good, now you ready to put the graphics on? I'm like, okay. Okay, now the font is wrong. Let's do this. Let's do this. Like, there's so much. Okay, you've got the video ready? Yeah, I just got the photo ready. Okay, now we got to put everything in CD, baby. You ready to go? You be like, but wait a minute. You got the other photo shoot for the other song? It's like, we have learned through last year's good, bad, and in between to plan ahead. You just really have to be ready. Like, when you have singles, do photo shoots for your singles. Like, just make sure you're ready to go. If you have a concept in mind, have your concept, everything already ready to go, so you don't have to backtrack. Because being an artist on the road, you just don't have time to backtrack. So
you really truly don't.
Independent artists, it's fun, but hey, it's a roller coaster ride too. So,
you know what? It's a lot of hard work, but anything worth having and having that level of control is worth it. Because I remember interviews that you did years ago, and one of the things that you used to always talk about is that I want to have the ability to be in control of my art form.
Yes.
I don't want to be told what to do, when to do, how to do it. I know me. Nobody can do me better than me. And having the opportunity to know every aspect as far as where the money is going, where who's in charge of this, who's in charge. You have that control now. It's no more A&R where, you know, somebody's stealing money and you don't know where this money's going and where that money's going. You're in control of all that, my love. And I'm going to tell you something. That photo of the new single, Hot Them, my Lord, it does not do you justice. My goodness.
Oh, somebody. Thanks.
Yes, Lord. I said, yes, she's looking mighty delightful. It's a beautiful thing. Definitely a beautiful thing. The title Hot.
Thank
where did the title the title? Where did the title come from? And also, what made you put together that particular song? What is the meaning behind the song for CeCe Peniston?
It's like basically the song is called Hot because, like, well, that was a song name actually when it came out. And she's like, let's keep it hot no matter what the haters say, because some of the words are, hey, you don't want to talk right now, got me messed up. Like, wow. You know, all I want to know is how. They can say I lost my love. I can say we're holding up. What was left of us. And then so she goes into the hook saying, look, I know we have our differences. You got me upset right now. I got you upset. But let's turn the haters into liars. Let's keep it hot. Let's fan the flame and make it into fire. Basically, hey, we still hot. No matter what y'all talking about, we're going to fight. We're going to make up, and that's it, and what y'all got to say about it. So that's what the song Hot basically was about.
You know what? It's funny listening, because when you first started making music, you were very transparent as far as anything and everything that was taking place in your life. You were very transparent through your music. If you wanted to know what was going on with CeCe Peniston, all you had to do was listen to her music.
I told you that. You know what's funny? I told him, I said, look, finally, we got a love thing. They keep on walking because we had crazy love, and now it's inside that I cried. Look. No, wait. It was finally keep on walking. It was inside that I cried, and then what we have. Yep, crazy love, and, you know, all those songs. Every way that my life was going was just all my songs were coming. I think throughout my lifeline was coming after that, you know, because I was going through it. You know, when you're going through a marriage and you're first in love with somebody, you know what I'm saying, like really, and you're marrying somebody and things go left because you're just young and dumb and just don't get everything, you know, that just changes you. And people don't understand, like, you got to go on stage still. Like,
yeah.
I got to go on stage in some kind of way. I want to, you know, call him and cuss him out right now. And, you know, I can't do that. Hey, although, look, Teddy Bear, you know, piss me off so bad, once or twice, I'm like, really, before I go on stage, you're going to piss me off right now. Right now, I got to go out here. But, you know, what it did for me is it made me a better performer, because my job is to give people memories. So I can't, you know, have you ever gone to a show and someone starts talking about all their problems on stage? Well, when I was down and out, went to, and they go overboard with it, you're like, okay, there's a difference between setting up the song and now you're talking about your whole life story on stage. We came to get away from our stuff. You bring me back where I didn't want to go now.
It's like the wedding singer.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. It's challenging, but you know what? Like you said, it makes for great theater, because our whole life is a stage. And I think what separates us as far as being a so-so artist to being an exceptional artist is that they can go out on stage and whatever's going on in their personal life, they can infuse that and bring it on stage and take their performances to a completely different level. The last time you were on the show, I wanted to ask you something. I didn't get an opportunity. And I said, this time I wanted to ask you. The CC Peniston of today, if she could get in a time machine and go back, let's say 20 years, and you had an opportunity just to sit down and talk to that CC Peniston 20 years ago, what would you say to her?
Tell her to make sure she's paying attention to every aspect. Only because, like, for me, my view of the world when I was younger was I was very young and naive. I had come from Arizona, so I really didn't have a reason to think that people weren't good or that they would try to take advantage. And, you know, so in that, you know, I'm sure some people saw my unsung, so they saw some of the things that happened with me with my accountant and different stuff like that. I would just say, hey, pay better attention. Read about what you're doing. Don't just be the artist, because a lot of times the artists don't understand. They'll do this one. I don't know. Ask my manager. That ain't my part. And then they're not involved in their business, and they don't understand, baby girl, baby boy, you want to be involved and make it your part to really understand what's going on, because that's going to make the difference I'm like, what if you want to go somewhere and mentor somebody else? Because there's a comes a point in time when, you know what, artists, we love to do what we do, but there's a point in time when it's like, you know what, everybody's like, hey, I'm good. I had my moments with it. Now I still got some time. Now that ain't being that, look, I'm only 48. I ain't ready to stop yet. So, but I'm just saying, everyone in life has moments where they just like, you know what, I want to mentor somebody else to do what I did. And so you need that knowledge. You need that. Those experiences. So just not be so naive and have vision, like keep your creativity, like whatever my focus was, because I feel like I do vision boards. So for me, it's like, don't let anybody take you off your focus. And if there's something that you want to do, just do it. If it doesn't work, like, don't put it out. Like, what I'll do sometimes is I'll do an idea. Hey, what do y'all think about this? We like it or we love it or we don't like it. And then we move on. It's better to have more than less.
Without question. And I remember one thing you told to me last time. You said one of the most important things to you is loyalty. Loyalty,
yes.
And honesty. And that's very rare to have in today's society and also in this industry that we call music. How important has it been to have that kind of circle around you, a strong circle around you that provides you with that kind of loyalty and honesty to know that they care about you as a person, not just as an artist or as a meal ticket?
To me, it makes a big difference. I don't want people around me that are going to tell me because I'm CC, oh, that's dope. No, don't tell me that. If you like it, you should never be so close to a project that someone can't give you a note. I don't care who you are, artist or whatever. Like, hey, how'd you like this picture? How'd you like these clothes? I didn't like that look on you. Okay, I love this look. I love your hair on this. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll tell each other, or, hey, I didn't like your vocals on that. It's not that they didn't sound good, but I didn't like the interpretation. So people will tell me when I've done good and bad shows. I remember my brother one time, he had me so mad one time. I did something in the show. I was doing some kind of little thing that it was something new I was doing. He was like, sis, don't ever do that shit again, please. I was like, bro. I said, you didn't like it? He was like, no. He said, that's not the business. And I was like, okay. I got mad at first because, you know, I thought I was doing something cute. And he was like, no. But see, but you have to have people that will tell you, no, that's not hot or I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to keep you relevant. That's going to keep you in today's world because you already know. Look, Instagram models are getting likes. So you know as an artist, look, you're an artist and you do what you do. You have to make sure that you're on point with what you do. People who are just doing normal things going viral because people love it. Comedians, like, you know, the little Instagram comedians, it's like people want to see what's interesting. And so you have to keep what's interesting out there. That's how you get people engaged. You know? And for the artist, it's our music, like you said. It's our music. It's our personality. You know, you have to keep engaged in those ways. Do what you do. If you do singing, sing. Like, people tell me, I want to hear you sing more on Instagram or Facebook. Just, like, pick up and do songs and sing. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So I'm going to be doing more little things like that because people said they want to hear those things.
Well, my love, it's nothing like the real thing. And I'd rather have you, rather see you sing live any day, any time. Because, I mean, you are an incredible live performer. And to all the listeners out there that are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you, though. We're being joined by the incredible Miss CC Peniston. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers be walking. Stop by her official website. That's at ccpeniston.com. You can also catch up with her and support her on Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheReal. Yeah, often imitated, but never quite duplicated. CCP is a beautiful thing. Now, without further ado, I'm satisfied right now with the single Hot, but she promised she's gonna bring us something.
You know I'm hugging you right now. Look, you said you were satisfied. You were good.
I'm satisfied for right now. Satisfied, you know. Hey, so it is written, so it shall be done. So let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible CC Peniston, Hot, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. The incredible CC Peniston. New hit single, Hot, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But you know the teddy bear. If you like him and you like to live a little bit more adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. And you say, Teddy Bear, where and when can we see CC Peniston perform live? Hey, let your fingers do the walking. Get all the latest updates. Stop by her official website. That's at ccpeniston.com. Also on Instagram, the same handle, twitter.com/cc_Peniston, and of course, facebook.com/TheRealCCP. Lord have mercy. My queen, it is always a pleasure. Yeah. You know the teddy bear is head over heels enamored with you. Yes, oh, Lord. It's all right.
Thank you. I'm gonna be out in LA soon. My next show actually coming up is out in LA for all you who want to know. I'm doing Pride, LGBT Pride. It'll be me, Kiki White, Carrie Hilson, Eve, Kehlani. Like, there's a lot of different little artists on that bill, so make sure you try to catch me there. So
absolutely. When are you coming to Houston? When are you coming to Houston to perform down in the studio?
Someone just asked me about Houston, actually. So we were looking for some shows as we speak in Houston. I just talked to someone like 2 days ago about a show in Houston. It's been too long to stop in Houston.
Yeah, you need to come down there and perform. Perform in the studio. You need to do that. We would love to have you come down.
Come on, let's go, Teddy Bear. You know what, as soon as we get something confirmed as far as like the show, you come down and do a little R&B show. I've done Pride, but I haven't done an R&B show down there. We need to pick it up, and I can come with you for a minute, and we can hang out and get it in.
Absolutely. Whatever you need, my love, you know, we got you. Like I said, I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. I'm so thoroughly overjoyed with your resurgence. You know this is your home. Whatever you need, do not hesitate to let me know. Much continued success, my Lord. Stay beautiful and remain forever with my queen.
Thank you, my love. Have a beautiful day, and thanks for having me on the show.
God bless the very talented CC Peniston here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. Well, you know, it's time to pay some bills. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. But while I got you here, like Linus, safe and sound, cuddling cozy, let's get lost in some more CC Peniston with Sick, featuring Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. that mercy. The very talented Cecily. The things you won't do for love. From her new album, Songs of Love and Freedom, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And also before that, of course, the very talented CC Peniston, of course, featuring Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child with Sick. And speaking of Sick, oh, the teddy bear is so heartbroken. Heartbroken in a way. We got to wait to get some more new music, an EP from CC Peniston. But that's okay. Like I told her, we're satisfied for right now. And all the many listeners and supporters out there, let your fingers be walking. Make sure that you get that new hit single, Hot. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And as Cece said earlier, she'll be performing in Los Angeles. But to get all the updates, stop by the official website at ccpeniston.com. Definitely a true experience. And speaking of an experience, won't you join the teddy bear this coming Thursday, May the 31st, my goodness, June, right around the corner, as we welcome super talented singer, songwriter, my goodness, a musician's musician, the very talented Maya LJ, as we get into some little snippets, some tracks from her upcoming album due out this summer called The Living. So that'll be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Definitely a beautiful day. And for those who missed the interview, it's all right. We got you covered. Yeah, that's what we do here in the zone. You can listen to your app. Yeah, we got you. We're on TuneIn. That's at LOTL, the zone. Also on Spotify with the same handle, Google Play Music Store. Just type in, get your app, type in LOTL, the zone. And we're also on iHeartRadio. So we got you covered. And they get all the latest updates. You can catch up with us, follow us, support the grassroots movement of music. Lord have mercy. You can catch up with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio, the zone. Also on Twitter at LOTO Radio. Facebook. Yeah, we're on Facebook too. That's at Facebook.com/LOTO Radio, the zone. Lord have mercy. Well, it's been real, family. Again, hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend. Stay positive. My goodness, I can't believe we're almost here. The end of May is just around the corner. June, so many graduates getting ready, and I can speak on that personally. So it's so many things to be thankful for. So many things. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. But again, thank you for tuning in. You know, without you, there's no zone and definitely no teddy bear. And as in always, man, keep reaching for the stars and keep it soulful. My God, the only way to be. We'll close it with Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, the incredible Brittany B. And her album is finally out, thank God. One of her many hit singles from the new album, Luckiest Girl, here in the zone. Of LOTO.
Perfect. up next to you, I'm saying.